At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Happy to be with you today. I am recording on nofilter.net today. And this will also be broadcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. But if you haven't been to nofilter.net, you got to go and check it out. A lot of great programming on there, a lot of great shows. And like the name implies, there is no filter on nofilter.net, which is what I love about it. So this is Ryder Cup week, and it is time for me to give you a little Ryder Cup preview. Now, I've been talking about the Ryder Cup leading up to it in the last few weeks. This event should be a great event. It typically is. It gets people riled up in the golf industry. The golf media loves the Ryder Cup because it's something that extends the golf season past the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup and most importantly, past the major championships. It's always like a Ryder Cup year. I'm right there with everybody in that. You know, President's Cup doesn't do anything for me. Ryder Cup, yeah, Ryder Cup's for real. I'm not live or die Ryder Cup. I'm not live or die United States winning Ryder Cup. I just like to see golf win. That is my number one thing. I always want to see golf win. And golf wins when it's a Ryder Cup year. And golf wins when it's a close Ryder Cup. One that you know has some drama going into Sunday. Of course, NBC, whoever's doing the telecast, they're gonna try to give you drama no matter what. I mean, you know, U.S. will be up by 8 points, and they'll tell you how Europe needs to get off to a good start or whatever, or vice versa. Who knows what the score will be leading into Sunday? But unless it's fairly close, I mean, you have these. Brookline, I got a feeling, Ben Crenshaw, great comeback. And that kind of story happens very rarely. It does happen. So you can hope for it. But more likely, you're going to have a close match. You want a close match. And that's when golf wins, regardless of wins. I mean, I think you could argue that it benefited golf when Europe had a good run with the Ryder Cup, when they were winning Ryder Cups, because a lot of people just kind of took it for granted the United States was going to win, and that kind of puts you in the category of President's Cup where nobody cares about it because the U.S. wins all the time and it's not even close. And in fact, the big theme this year at the Ryder Cup is the fact that the U.S. hasn't won in 30 years on foreign soil. I mean, this is like when they talk about football, this team's history winning here. I mean, what does that have to do with anything when all the players are different? You know, and not all the players are different on the Ryder Cup, but I would go so far as to say the majority are different if you just go two Ryder Cups back. So I don't think the history means anything. I don't think the home course advantage thing is a big deal. People say, they get the home course advantage. They get to set up the course however they want. They don't get to set up the pins. They get to determine, how wide they want the fairways, how deep they want the rough, that kind of stuff. You know, when the U.S. had a bomber squad and you know, they had DeChambeau, they had Dustin Johnson, they had, you know, Koepka, and they had, you know, what was considered to be more of a bomber squad, guys that could hit it out there forever and, you know, hit it anywhere, go find it. You know, they tricked up the course in France, made it really tight, made it really, you know, shorter, kind of took driver out of the players' hands. And that was, you know, then all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, you know, home course advantage makes a big deal. And, you know, the U.S. did the same thing at Hazeltine a little bit, where they, you know, opened it up and let them go, bombs away. You know, it pins in the middle of the green and driver everywhere and wide fairways. And then people said that favored the U.S. Well, I tell you what really favored the U.S. What favored the U.S. is they had a much better team. What favored Europe when they played in France is that the teams were very close. What favors the European team this time is not much other than the home crowd. Now, I don't know. Personally, I don't think the home crowd has that big of an effect on the event. And I'll explain why. I mean, you'll hear the Europeans, you know, cheering when we miss a putt or we lose a hole, and the cheer will be loud. But these are all great players. They're great champions. They've won a lot of tournaments. They love sports. All the Ryder Cup players love sports. And one of the things I think they love about sports is that, you know, you have to perform under all different kinds of conditions. And in golf, it's pretty much just such a hush-hush sport. You know, people don't cheer against you. And I honestly think the guys kind of like that. I think they kind of like the challenge. You know, how many of these players do you hear talk? I mean, Michael Jordan was famous for it. You know, he kept a list of everybody that said something about him, and he was going to prove them all wrong. And Koepka's kind of the same way. I mean, Koepka's like, you know, he's got the chip on his shoulder. He'll find something to put a chip on his shoulder. A lot of athletes are like that. So I think when the other side is cheering against you, I don't know if that's really a negative thing for that player, or if it's maybe neutral, or, you know, maybe even positive, because it's going to motivate the players. And I think they want to show everybody. So the U.S. is a heavily favored team in my mind in the Ryder Cup. Now, betting favorite, yes, they're a betting favorite for Las Vegas, for betting markets all over the world. The European team is an underdog. They're not a prohibitive underdog, but they're an underdog. Why aren't they a bigger underdog? They're not a bigger underdog because the betting markets are they're factoring in this home course advantage, which is really the home crowd advantage. You know, the lack of noise for the U.S., but I think it's the I'm going to show them attitude that the U.S. will have, that I think it overrides that. I don't think that's a big deal. That's not enough to sway me much. I'll tell you what does sway me, in my opinion. What sways me is the fact that I've always gone off this. I've gone off the world golf rankings. Now, you know, I don't feel great about the world golf ranking because they don't include the LIV Golf players, and it's a rigged system against the LIV Golf. But if you're comparing it for Ryder Cup, other than Brooks Koepka, who's the only LIV Golf player playing, other than Brooks Koepka, the rankings are all good. So the fact that Koepka is currently ranked, I don't know what he's ranked, 17th in the World Golf Rankings. I mean, Koepka's a top 10 player for sure. So this proves my point even more. And here's my point. If you take the 12 players that are on the European team and you add up the World Golf Ranking of those 12 players, it's 29.25. If you look at the U.S. team and you add up all 12 players and you divide by 12, add up their World Golf Ranking, the ranking is 12.91. So you've got a 16, you know, and a half point difference for every player on the team. Now, you know, the European team has Rory, Rahm, Hovland, 2, 3, and 4 in the world. But you're matching those guys, and so they've got an edge there. They're top three players. you know, are awful good. Their top three players average three in the world. The U.S.'s top three players, you got Scheffler one, Cantlie five, and you got Schauffele six. Okay, so real, they're the top three players on the U.S. team average four in the world. Not much of a difference, pretty much the same. But you, if you want to give an edge to Europe, you can give an edge to Europe with the top three players. Hovland's been playing good. Rahm's a great player. Rory's been playing good. You know, Scheffler's had problems with his putting. You know, Cantlie and Schauffele, they make a good team. So it's hard to knock them as a team. But maybe at the top, you give a little bit of an edge. If you give a little bit of edge, you give it to Europe. Okay, I could see that, but the rest of the way, oh my goodness gracious! I mean, come on, the U.S. team, top to bottom, is much, much better, and that's why all they have to do, the U.S. team has to do theoretically, is get through the first 2 days where they have the alternate shot and the best ball. All they have to do is get through the first 2 days and have it close. Like if the U.S. is up. Like they were last time the Ryder Cup was played. If they're up after 2 days, well, take it to the bank. You can forget about it. It's over. I mean, they're arguably going to be favorites in nine out of 8 out of the 12 matches, 7 out of the 12 matches. They're favorites. So they, you know, the favorites could lose. It's 18 holes of golf. Anything could happen. The other team could make a bunch of putts. You don't make any putts. It's possible. There's no doubt about that. But I'm just talking about who should win. And who should win is the U.S. team, because top to bottom, their average world ranking is 12.91. And top to bottom, the average world ranking of the European team is 29.25. Now, it's better than it was last time for Europe when they got boat raced in Wisconsin. It's better than it was last time, but it's still not good. There's a huge discrepancy there. Now, the pairings could work out. In the singles, maybe it works out where, you know, Rahm ends up facing the worst player on the U.S. team, which, by the way, the worst player on the U.S. team, world ranking-wise, is Ricky Fowler at 25. That's it. And Justin Thomas at 24. And Justin Thomas, well, you can't leave Justin Thomas at home. I mean, everybody's got the – you can't leave Justin Thomas. He just finished, you know, decent at the last tournament on the PGA Tour. I mean, I don't think people – on the U.S. team, at least – they do not view Justin Thomas as the 24th best player in the world. He's viewed as much better than that. And in Ryder Cup competition, he's viewed as better than that. But the thing is here is that Europe could keep it close in the first few matches, in the first few 2 days, because of the fact that they're going to ride these horses. They're going to ride Rory. They're going to ride Rahm. They're going to ride Hovland. You know, they may all play every match. They may play two matches in the morning, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, both days. They may do that. U.S. is probably going to play everybody. They're going to wait and see how they're doing. You know, if Justin Thomas, who a lot of people were, you know, talking about him being picked, if he doesn't play good, I'm sure he'll end up not playing as much. And Europe's going to be heavy. They're going to be heavy on their big guns. No doubt about that. And the thought, though, is if they can keep it close, the U.S., they got a big advantage on singles. And that's the way it always is in the Ryder Cup. The U.S. always it's the depth. And that's what makes the difference. The depth of the U.S. team is too much to overcome. When you look at the worst ranked player is 25th. And you look at Europe. I mean, they've got the Ludwig Over. He looks like a great player. Two-time, you know, best player in college, Ben Hogan Award winner. He's already won the European Masters. He's ranked 80th in the world. That ranking's probably low, you know, because he hasn't accumulated points over. But even if you put him in the top 30, put him at 40, put him wherever you want to put him. It's still a big favorite for the U.S. team because Koepka's not 17th in the world either. You got to put Koepka in the top five somewhere. You know, he won the PGA, won the second at the Masters. He's not 17th in the world. So you could offset that a little bit with moving Ludwig up, Ludi, they call him. And he's the one they're kind of banking on. He's, he, you know, he, he's, he's a, a, player people don't know about, young player. How's a young player going to handle the pressure of the Ryder Cup? He seems like he's a cool customer. Maybe he won't have a problem. Who knows? But they've got other players that are just, honestly, at this point in their career, they're not that. I mean, Shane Lowry's 34th in the world, Justin Rose, Robert McIntyre, you know, 55th in the world. It did this, you know, Nikolai Holgerud, you know, he's 82nd in the world. Top to bottom, no. I mean, this is not a comparison. It's not even close. And that's why I think the U.S. is not going to have a problem with this Ryder Cup. I don't think they're going to have a problem at all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average. Plus, it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, one of the things that's interesting is Europe is always banking on, and they're always talking about, they think they got the new sliced bread all the time. And they do. I mean, and every time it comes up to the Ryder Cup, they've already anointed these guys as the stars, okay? And they're the new guy. Remember, I mean, I don't know how many Ryder Cups back this was. It was Victor Dubuisson. Remember him? Victor Dubuisson. He was the new sliced bread. And I forget who the captain was at this guy. And they're just throwing bouquets. I mean, they're throwing bouquets out there. Oh, my God, this guy's the greatest player ever. And he's going to be great. And he won two times. I think he won the Turkish Airlines tournament on the European Tour. Which, by the way, the European Tour is not the PGA Tour. Let's not confuse the European Tour with the PGA Tour. But he won two times. That's all he did. He was a new sliced bread. Thomas Peters was the next guy. Remember at Hazeltine in Minnesota? You know, they had him. He was this guy's the new sliced bread. He's a great. Now he's on LIV Golf. He may not even keep a spot on LIV Golf. He's played so bad. They do this every time. Every time there's a new sliced bread, this guy's the next latest. And the next time, this guy could be the real deal. This Lubi Ober, this guy could be good. I mean, he's a number one ranked amateur. So was Dubuisson. You know, I mean, there's a big gap between amateur golf and professional golf. You could be the number one ranked amateur all you want. You know, that'd make you Tiger Woods. You know, that, let's not confuse being number one ranked amateur with being the next Tiger Woods. Those are two different things. But this guy could be good, could be for real. I'm looking forward to watching him play. Everybody is looking forward to watch. And he could be, you know what, if he goes out there and he blitzes them in the Ryder Cup, you know, this guy, this Ludi goes, you know, 5-0, then, you know, they'll anoint him the next Tiger Woods. So that's an interesting story. Going to be fun to watch. I don't see it. I don't see U.S. Not winning. It could be lopsided. If Rahm and Rory and Hovland don't just dominate, they got to play good. I mean, they got to play really good. And they could. They're great players. They could, but at the Ryder Cup, it really boils down to, and not to me, to crowd, course setup. Yeah. You know what it boils down to? Putting. You got to make putts. And, you know, one team makes putts, the other team doesn't. Europe made nothing in Wisconsin. Last time they got smoked. They made nothing. Zippo. I mean, just like they couldn't make a thing. U.S. made everything. And in France, it was a different story. Europe was making everything. This time, who knows? If you look at the U.S. team and you say, you know, what could go wrong? Well, I mean, they got a few suspect putters, I got to admit. Scheffler's a little suspect with the putter. Justin Thomas, suspect with the putter. Jordan Spieth can be suspect with the putter from you know, 5-6 feet. Morikawa's suspect with the putter. They got some guys suspect with the putter, but it's not like the other team doesn't have guys that you know aren't the greatest putters either. But I would give the one factor, if U.S. doesn't come out on top, they just putt horrible. That's it. It's not going to boil down to the captain's picks. It's not going to boil down to, oh, we shouldn't have picked Justin Thomas. That's not going to matter. If Justin Thomas isn't playing good, they won't play him, period. They're not just going to stick him out there to try and prove a point. I mean, if he's not playing good, they'll play him, you know, one match, and then they'll play him in the singles, and that'll be it. But my guess is he'll play just fine. The difference is going to be the putting. If one team makes everything and the other team doesn't make anything, then it could be a really close match going down to the end. But close and winning is two separate things, and that's why I got a big bet, MGM, bet MGM. I am right there on the app, and I am going U.S., big bet. Biggest bet of the year, I'm going U.S. I didn't bet my house. I got a nice house. I didn't bet the house, but I made a big bet. So I'm going to be cheering for the U.S. But you know what? I didn't make such a big bet that I'm not mostly just cheering for. I don't want to blow out, even though I made a big bet. It's not that big a bet. I want to have a close match, and I want Goff to be the winner. And if Goff's a winner, then I'm good. Then I'm always good. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Tune in to nofilter.net. Also listen to my podcast. You can find it on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find it there. I hope everybody enjoyed it. We will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.